Staff at Loyalist Township will be looking for public and stakeholder feedback on how to spend the $3.58 million they were awarded through the Housing Accelerator Fund in November 2024. They presented five different options for grants. Director of Corporate Services Jenna Campbell explained the different options.
The first option is a tax increment equivalent grant, or TIG, which grants back a portion of the property taxes resulting from increased assessment of a property due to improvements. The second option is a development charge grant, where the builder would pay the development charge and all or a portion would be granted back. The third option is an impost fee grant, which is similar to the development charges grant, except that this is for charges related to connections to municipal water and sewage systems. But it is also, the charge is also based on the type of use rather than the construction value. This grant would not apply in rural areas of the township because it is only charged for those connections to the municipal systems. The fourth option is a building permit fee grant, where all or a portion of the building permit fee associated with new construction or renovation would be granted. So similar to the TIG, this option is tied to the value of construction. And the fifth and last option that we're looking to consult on is an additional residential unit grant. So this is a grant in a specific amount that would be used to incentivize existing homeowners or builders to create additional residential units that could then be rented out.
Campbell spoke about how the funding works.
It is possible that multiple options, including the additional residential unit inclusion, may require increased use of half funding. The initial funding allocation of $385,000 would fund approximately 26 units at an average incentive of $15,000 per unit. The use of additional half funding can be further assessed and recommendations provided by staff when we come back to council for consideration in May.
The Township's Housing Accelerator Fund Action Plan identified eight key initiatives aimed at increasing housing supply, including the implementation of an affordable and purpose-built rental housing community improvement plan. The Township has committed to implementation of the plan by June 30th and program completion by December 11th, 2027. This will include adding 615 housing units over the next 3 years. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend showed his support for staff's work.
This is really exciting. It's frankly a demonstration in my mind of the municipal sector being leaders on key issues like housing and addressing the fact that the market isn't going to deliver everything that we need. So I'm really excited to see this.
Councillor Lorna Willis noted how additional units could be beneficial.
The additional residential unit, I would love to see that in there because it just makes sense to help people maximize space they already own. We already serve it with water and sewer. It could make a lot of sense.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.